I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Remember the last time you had a difficult but necessary conversation? It probably took a lot of courage, but do you regret having it? Sat7 Egypt, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, knows it doesn't bode well to ignore the elephant in the room. And that's why they're hitting hard topics and current events in their show Bridges. You can visit us online to see what they're talking about and how you can encourage open dialogue between Christians and non-Christians in the Middle East. Next, while the Philippines has been battered by natural disasters over the last year or so, good news is coming to the country. It's the greatest story ever told, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Executive Director of Christian Resources International, Jason Wolford.
We are going to send a used book value of $3 million of free Bibles and Christian books to six different locations within the Philippines. We will be setting up our CRI distribution center in the northern part of the Philippines.
The trip is scheduled for the first week in October. Wolford will be hosting gospel meetings. We've got more ways that you can pray at missionnetworknews.org. And there's a new way for churches to be involved in sharing Jesus worldwide. Haggai Institute has a vision for selecting Christian leaders in a country, taking them to another country, training them for 25 days in evangelism, and sending them back home. Dr. Aldo Fonteo from Argentina was one of those trainees. He explains the problem with sending foreign workers into a mission field.
They have to go there, learn the culture, learn the language, get into the community, and that takes not less than 10 years to be really effective. How much is that cost? With that cost, you can train 200 locals. They can do a much better job from the very beginning.
Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. Join our social scene on Facebook or Twitter. Links to both can be found at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.